we discussed on a very lovely verse from Holy Quran, from Surah Araf, Surah number 7, verse number 157. Allah said, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. As I told you yesterday, that God Almighty is assuring all the Muslims in all over the world, is guaranteeing we all Muslims that the name of your Prophet, the name of my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, exists in Tawrat and Injil. The point I told you yesterday was yajidunahu maktuban 'indahum fi at-Tawrat wal Injil. And I told you yajiduna is present tense and future tense. Means every and every time, till the day of judgment, people can find the name of your Prophet in Bible, in Old Testament, in New Testament, in Tawrat, in Injil, in Zabur, in Psalm. Nobody can remove the name of your Prophet from Bible. Although many people tried a lot to remove the name of our Prophet from Bible. Because Bible is not like Quran. In Quran, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, we all Muslims are united that nobody can add a single word in Quran and nobody can remove a single word from Holy Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is very ingenious that, you know, I have sent this great book, I have sent Quran, wa inna lahu lahafizun, I'll be protecting Quran. No one can add a single word in Quran, but Bible unfortunately is not like that. In Bible, unfortunately, they keep changing. Every time they bring revised Bible, and definitely the enemies of Prophet, peace be upon him, those who make pictures of Prophet, you know, I mean with people, they definitely don't like to see the name of Prophet in this great book, in Bible. So what they do, they try to hide the name of Prophet, they try to remove the name of Prophet, but Allah has guaranteed us that يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Whatever they do, no matter they try their best, they do whatever they want to do, but they cannot remove the name of your Prophet from this book. Because I'm guaranteeing you, Allah is guaranteeing you, no matter whatever they do, but they cannot remove it from this book completely. They will struggle a lot. And unfortunately, they have, you know, removed many things or hidden many things. Okay? Because as I told you, Bible is not like Quran. In Bible, unfortunately, there is a dispute of 7 chapters among Christians, Catholic and Protestant. Some of them say these 7 chapters are not from Bible. The others say these 7 chapters are from Bible. 7 chapters! It's not something, you know, 1 verse or 2 verses. And Alhamdulillah in Quran, we don't have any dispute on even a single verse. Huh? So, although, you know, there is a great dispute among Christians, and although they've tried a lot to, you know, hide Prophet's name and remove Prophet's name, but Alhamdulillah, even today, they were not successful. Salat al Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. If you don't serve the tea during the speech, so I'll be thankful. Thank you. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. It's because, you know, we have to pay attention to what I'm saying, and somebody comes, somebody goes, so it disturbs me and also disturbs you. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Okay? So now you've heard. All of them tried a lot to hide Prophet's name, but even today we can find Prophet's name. And yesterday I read some verses from, who can tell me? From John 16. From John 16. Yuhanna 16. Al-Ayat min 7 ila 12. I just read few verses. The first verse what Jesus said to his companions, to his people, that it's better for you that I go away. إِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ أَنَا تَلْغُوا مِنْ بَيْنِكُمْ. Why do you want to go? لِكَيْ يَأْتِي الْمُسَاعِدُ, that the helper arrived. And the Musa'id was his attribute. He even convinced the world. سَيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Now let's continue the same verses. Now after this, Jesus told us about the name of this prophet. Very lovely point. Very important point. What is the name of this prophet? The Rahmatan lil Alameen. The prophet who will convince the world. The Nasir who will come after Isa. What is his name? So Hazrat Isa said, his name is Far Qaleel. Very long. What is his name? His name is Far Qaleel. Now Far Qaleel is a Hebrew word. It's not English, it's not Arabic. So now here, Muslim scholar, they thought about Far Qaleel. They said, what is Far Qaleel? What does Far Qaleel mean? Because the attributes of Far Qaleel are similar to our Prophet's attributes. He will convince the world, we have the Quran. وَمَا أَسَلَّكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So who is Far Qaleel? They started their researches, and after researches, they reached to this conclusion that if we translate Far Qaleel from Hebrew to Arabic, it means Ahmad. Salawat ala Muhammad. Hazrat Isa is saying the Prophet is going to come after him. His name is Far Qaleel. Even today, if you have Hebrew dictionary, go and write Far Qaleel, you will see. Far Qaleel means Ahmad. We have similar words in Quran, in Surah As-Saff, Surah number 51, verse number 6. وَيَسْتَعَلَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ. Again, salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay, as I told you, this is the name of our Prophet in Bible, but as I told you, they keep, you know, hiding and removing. So now what they did, they said Far Qaleel is a Hebrew word. Okay? Far Qaleel, Kalima Arabiya. So you want to translate it to English. So they changed Far Qaleel. In today's Bible, you cannot find Far Qaleel unless you go and search in Hebrew Bible. They said we want to translate it in English, and in English it will become Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, Ruhul Quds. But as I told you, this is tahrif. This is change. Actually, Far Qaleel doesn't mean Ruhul Quds, because we have in the same Bible that Ruhul Quds is another personality. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit is another personality, and Far Qaleel is another personality. From Luke 1, verses 41, 42, 43, you can go and read these verses. In these verses, in Bible, we have these verses in Luke 1, verses 41, 42, 43, in which Bible is informing us that Ruhul Qudus was before Isa. Pay attention, Ruhul Qudus was before Jesus, was with Saint Mary, was before even Isa was born, was with Isa, in the time of Isa. And in John 16, Jesus is saying, the helper will arrive. Sayyati, again is Mubarak, is future tense. Sayyati, will come. Jesus is saying in John 16, the helper will come. And we have verse in Luke 1, verses 41, 43, 42 and 43, in which Bible is informing us that Ruhul Qudus was before Jesus. We can prove their lie from Bible. They are saying Far Qaleel and Ruhul Qudus are same. Or the Bible is saying no. Ruhul Qudus is something else. Far Qaleel is something else. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. They write something from their own self and they say, كَلَمُ Allah said this. Unfortunately. Okay. So now you saw that Far Qaleel, his prophet's name, exists in John 16, Yuhanna 16, verses 7 to 12. And after this, Jesus says something very important. What is that? Jesus said, this prophet, who is going to come after me, the first attribute, he will convince the world. يَكُونُ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The second attribute, what did Prophet say? What did Isa say? He said, pay attention, please pay attention, it's a very, very lovely point. He said, he will not speak on his own authority. Allahu Akbar, pay attention. لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ شَيْئًا مِن نَفْسِهِ. Allahu Akbar. مَا بِيَحْكِ شَيْءٍ مِن نَفْسِهِ. He will not speak anything from his own. Whatever he says, whatever he orders, whatever he commands, it is command of Allah. Do we have similar words in Quran? Who can tell me? وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. In Surah number 53, Surah Najm, verse number 1, 2, 3 and 4, the miracle of Prophet. That Prophet is he who never says anything from his own. He never commands anything from his own. Whatever he orders, whatever he commands, whatever he says, that is command of Allah. This means Rasulullah لا يتكلم شيئا من نفسه بل بأمر من الله. Rasulullah لا يقول شيئا من نفسه بل بوحي من الله. Rasulullah لا يفعل شيئا من نفسه بل بحكم من الله. That this Prophet never says anything from his own. Whatever he says, it is command of Allah. If this Prophet said, Ali jun minni wa ana minhu, Ali is from me and I am from Ali, so it is command of Allah. If this Prophet said, ana madinatul ilmi wa Ali jun babuha, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is this gate, so it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet said, ana darul hikmati wa Ali jun babuha, I am the house of wisdom and Ali is this door, so it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet said, loving Ali is worship, so it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet said, Ya Ali, Anta Waziri, Anta Khalifati, you are my successor, so it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet asked us to love his holy progeny, so it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet raised the hands of Ali ibn Abi Talib in Ghadir Khum, and he said, Man kuntu Mawlahu Fahaza Ali ibn Mawlahu, so that is also by command of Allah. Salat al Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad.
Whatever this Prophet sees, it's not from his own. If this Prophet said, Husaynun minni wa ana min al-Husayn, it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet said, Al-Hasan wa al-Husayn sayyada shabab ahli al-Jannah, it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet said, Maktubun ala bab al-Jannah aliyun waliyullah, it is written on the door of paradise, aliyun waliyullah, so it is by command of Allah. If this Prophet said, Saddul abwab illa bab Ali, so it is by command of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Look into his whatever this Prophet has done, it is by command. Never says anything from his own. Whatever he says, it is command of Allah. The same verse in Bible. This miracle of Prophet that Jesus said in John 16, he will not speak on his own authority. وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Same verse in Injil, same verse in Quran. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Now here there's a very lovely point that as Prophet, peace be upon him, never does anything from his own. He does everything with the order of God. Allah informed us and told us and asked us that, O people, O Muslims, you also don't do anything from your own. Do whatever your Prophet orders you. Yesterday, as we talked, Baba Atakumur Rasul, وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهِ. As my beloved Prophet is doing whatever I'm ordering him, in the same way you followers of Prophet do whatever Prophet orders you. Yesterday I told you, if we just follow Prophet, peace be upon him, if we just listen to what Prophet is ordering us, then we will have a very successful life. It's very important. And if you just leave following Prophet, you will have very bad life. You'll have very disturbing life. And yesterday I told you, he was not Muslim. that because he was following Prophet, he had a very good business. And the other guy, he was Muslim. But what happened? He wasn't following Prophet, peace be upon him. And he was losing his business. And here, as I told you yesterday, we are just going to talk on one sentence of Prophet in these 7 night days, inshallah. And that is, pay attention to your children. Follow your Prophet in this sentence. Please, please, pay attention to your children. Upbring your children in an Islamic way. Raise up your children in an Islamic way. Allahu Akbar is very important. And if you don't do, yesterday you heard what happens. What happens? Prophet is saying, as you are paying attention to your body's health, similarly, you have to pay attention to the health of your faith. Similarly, as you are paying attention to the health of your children's body, the same way you have to pay attention to the health of their faith. Allah Akbar. And as I told you yesterday, for good upbringing, you have to make a good environment for your children. First of all, at your home. You have to make an Islamic environment at your home. That's very important. Islamic environment is very important at your home. Sometimes, unfortunately, we see this, that people, you know, they bring their children to the mosque, to masjid, to Husainiya, to Jam'iyya. For what? Just 2 hours, you know, in the mosque, they have Islamic environment. They don't even have an Islamic environment at their home. You know, at home, they are playing music, listening to the songs, watching wrong and bad films. Or parents are cursing and swearing each other. This is not Islamic environment. In Islam, Islam is asking you to respect each other. But sometimes parents, they, you know, insult each other in front of children. They, you know, curse and swear each other in front of children. It's not Islamic environment. They keep backbiting at home and your child is learning from you. They keep lying and your child is learning from you. It's not Islamic environment. They, you know, make mixed parties, you know, mixed gathering at home. It's not an Islamic environment. So Prophet said you have to upbring your children in an Islamic way. What does it mean? You have to first of all, make an Islamic environment at your home, at your house. Allahu Akbar. So if somebody's playing music, listening to songs, watching wrong back films, backbiting, lying, or doing any kind of wrong things, having mixed parties, and, you know, mixed gathering, try to stop it today. It's not Islamic environment. Don't insult each other. You have any problem with your wife and husband? Don't fight in front of the children. If you fight in front of the children, do you know what will happen? The child will neither respect the father neither the mother. Because he's been looking, you know, my mother is cursing my dad is cursing my father. What is it? So make an Islamic environment. First of all, at your home. But again, I told you yesterday that, you know, making an Islamic environment at home is very good, but it's not enough. I told you that little boy went to the school and he learned a very bad word from the school. So similarly, the same thing is here. First of all, you made an Islamic environment at your home. And after that, you have to make an Islamic school for your children. That is very, very important. It's a must. So that when your children go to school, you are sure that they are learning something Islamic. And if you don't pay attention to this point, if you don't pay attention to your children, I told you yesterday, what happens to those people who were ignored, who just ignore their children's iman, who just ignore their children's Islam, who just ignore their children's faith. They didn't pay attention to their children when they were smaller. But when they grew up, what happened? They left them. You don't know what does your child learns from the school. You know, in the schools, they teach your child to be selfish. They're teaching them selfishness. Why? They just teach them that, okay, listen, just think about yourself. This is what children learn from the school. Just think about yourself. Don't think about other people. Don't think about other persons. No matter if he's in problem, it's not my case. It doesn't concern me. This is what our children are learning from the school. Allahu Akbar. And do you know what happens when your child becomes selfish and he learns selfishness from the school? Now listen to this very, very important story. Salat al Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. When you don't make your school
your children learn something very bad. But sometimes when you don't feel, you know, they are learning selfishness, they are also not understanding this point. I've seen many children when I go to Europe, America, I see just, you know, those children who go to public school, they are, you know, really selfish. They don't think about other people. They say, you know, my dad is disturbing me. My mother is disturbing me. What do you mean? When you were smaller, you used to disturb them. They didn't say anything to you. But now you're saying my mother is disturbing me? But same thing, when we saw those students, those children who go to Islamic school, they say, no problem, okay. No problem. Maybe he has a problem. Maybe he's, you know, busy and he should do it. Okay, no problem. They are not selfish. They think about other people. I've seen that some people who are studying in Islamic schools, when somebody asks help from them, they immediately go and help him. You know, sometimes they give money to him, sometimes they give food to him, different kinds of help. But those who are studying in public school, sometimes you see, but mostly we don't see from them this kind of good action. Why? Because they are in an environment, in which environment they've been taught to be selfish. In UK, I don't know about here, the first day you go to the school, they give you a number. They say this is police number. If your dad says something wrong to you, if he hits you, call the police. My dad is hitting me. What is this? Okay, you shouldn't hit your child. You are not allowed to hit your son. But some of us shouldn't do like this. I'm calling police, dad, if you hit me. What the hell is this? This is what children are learning from public school. Now listen to the story. There was a guy in America. His mother's brain was dead. Very lovely. Please pay attention. His mother was in 1960s or 70s. Her brain was dead. And she was in the machine. The doctors told her son that your mother's brain is dead. Okay? But, you know, there is a 5 or 10 person's circulation. So if you just keep her in the machine, she might come back after 6 months, after 1 year, after 2 years, maybe later, maybe earlier. But it will cost you a lot. Maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the second point, when she will come back, she might be paralyzed. So you have to struggle a lot to serve her. So if you just permit us, we'll take her out of the machine and she'll go and you'll live your good life. You know what this boy said? He studied in an Islamic school. He had an Islamic environment at his home. He had an Islamic environment at the school. What did he say? He said, no, keep my mother in the machine. No problem. I'll pay whatever you ask. Even hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'll sell my house. I'll sell my car. I'll sell even my own kidneys to save my mother. She's my mother. How can I kill her? He also asked from Ayatollah bin Baghdadi. Said, you know, my mother is on machine. You know, her brain is circulating 5 or 10%. So am I allowed to take her out? Ayatollah said, if you take her out, you are actually killing her. So he said, I don't want to kill my mother. I'll sacrifice my life to save my mother. You know, she has sacrificed everything for me. And now is the time to save her. I say, okay, leave her. I don't want to pay for her. No, I'll pay everything. And even if she was paralyzed after that, I will serve her. I will do everything for her. And alhamdulillah, after 6 months, her mother came back and she wasn't also paralyzed. She was okay and very good. Look how good is this time? Definitely you all want this kind of children. That when that time comes, they sacrifice everything to save you. But listen to the story last year, what happened in UK. One of my best friends met in the same situation. His brain was dead. He was also in his 70s. Doctors told him his son wasn't going to the Islamic school. He didn't study in an Islamic school. He studied in public school. Look, what does children learn? What does your child learn from public school? Selfishness. His dad was in the same situation. His brain was dead. And 5 or 10% circulation. So doctors told him, you know, you can keep your dad in the machine. And maybe, you know, he comes after 6 months, even maybe 10 years, because his brain is damaged. And, you know, 5 or even less than that percentages circulation remaining.
So it's up to you. If you want to just take him out of the machine, so the case is finished and everything is done. But if you would like, you can pay. Cost you a lot, the same thing. If he comes back, maybe he'll be paralyzed. So you have to take care of him, you know, do a lot of things for him. So it's up to you. You can keep him, and if you don't want, so just leave him.
So what happened? This son, he said, I don't have to pay for him. Okay, he's my father, but you know, just 5%. I'm not sure that he comes back. Maybe I pay for 10 years, and after that he doesn't come back. So I don't want to pay for him. I have to live my life. He just lived his life. He's lived 70 years. I'm a young guy. I want to live my life. I don't spend my own money for, you know, his machine, to just pay for his machine. And if he comes back, if he was paralyzed, I don't have time to take care of him. This is what children learn from public school. You don't want your son to do like this. You don't want your daughter to do like this. And he just asked them, just take him out of the machine. And I was shocked when my friend died. This happens when your children go to public school, unfortunately. So the main point, you have to make an Islamic environment for your children. At your home and at your schools. It's very important, very important. It's obligatory, wajib. Because when your children go to your public school, what happens? Your daughter doesn't learn haya. Your son doesn't learn ghairat. They don't learn these kind of things. That's why sometimes you see, you know, I've seen some Muslim, you know, they are 20s, in their early 20s, and the girl is shaking hands with the boy, and they don't even know it's wrong. They say, you know, at our school, you know, every time you shake hands and nobody says anything, and our parents also didn't say anything because parents didn't pay attention. They don't even know. I went and told to his father, you know, your daughter is shaking hands with Muslims. Do you know that? He said, I don't know. What the hell is she doing? I didn't even know. I said, she is 20 years old and you don't know what your daughter is doing? Shaking hands with a Namahrab is haram. Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salatu was salam. Is saying that if a man shakes hand with a woman, namahram, if a woman shakes hand with a man, namahram, so by his action, he is slapping me. Allah. You all are Shia, lovers of Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida. Is anybody among you who wants to slap his Imam? No. You want to sacrifice your life for Imam? But this is such a bad action. Imam is saying, if you shake hands with a namahram, so by your action, you are slapping me, your Imam. You have to teach these kind of things to your children. Your children are a good opportunity for you. Your children are a very good opportunity for you. They are a chance for you to go to the paradise. You know, Prophet, peace be upon him, said in a hadith, a man came to Prophet and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I've committed a lot of sin. I'm a very big sinner. I'm a great sinner. So will Allah forgive me? Prophet says, yeah, there's one way. Go and marry and bring a child and upbring him in an Islamic way. Raise up your son, your children, your child in an Islamic way. Because of your son, because of your daughter, because of your child, Allah will forgive your sins. So your children are an opportunity, a chance for you to go to the paradise. If you committed any sin, any wrong thing till today, from today start to guide your son to the right path, and this son, this daughter will take you to the paradise. If you just guide one person, we have verse in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If you just guide one person to the right way, to the Islamic way, then it is as he has guided the whole universe. You know, your child is an offer from Allah. You know, as you know, sometimes you get offers, buy one, get two. Similarly, your child is an offer for you. One child, if you just guide one child, one daughter, one son, so that you've guided the whole universe. So inshallah, try to emphasize on your children. You have to guide your children, and especially make your own school. If you don't make, this is what will happen as you heard. And Prophet, this last hadith, and then Masa'id,
Prophet said, if a man, this is very important, please pay attention. If a man or a woman doesn't upbring his son or a daughter in the Islamic way, and his son commits a sin, his daughter commits a sin, so this man, by his action, he's cursing his Prophet. If you didn't pay attention to your son, if you didn't pay attention to your daughter, and your daughter went without hijab, and your son, you know, started committing sins, started drinking alcohol, gambling, and many, many other sins, because you didn't pay attention to him, because you did not bring him in an Islamic way, because you didn't raise him up in an Islamic way, because you were negligent, because of your ghaflat, your son went astray, went to the wrong way, your daughter went to the wrong path, so you, by your action, are cursing your problem. Allah. Again, I'm asking you, is anybody here who curses his Prophet? Allah. Your Prophet is saying, if you don't pay attention to your children, and they go astray, they go wrong, so it is as you have cursed your Prophet. So Ya Allah, help us. We could upbring our children in an Islamic way. We could raise up our children in an Islamic way, inshallah, and make an Islamic atmosphere for them at our home, and make Islamic schools, inshallah. Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Inshallah, 10 minutes receiver, and then inshallah, before we finish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Everybody say loud.
Allahumma
say loud,
yeah.